B-Pod Studios.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So, it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it.
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have told you more. Lumberjacks. I don't know how they do it.
Why are you thinking about lumberjacks?
Because I was.
Because I know why I'm thinking of lumberjacks.
Well, is it my shirt?
Yes, Brian's shirt.
Holding an axe.
Brian's has a flannel shirt, and my shoulders are killing me because I was a lumberjack Sunday. I don't know how they do it. I spent 3 hours just digging up a stump and its massive roots. And I haven't recovered yet. I don't know how they did the whole every day, 10 hours a day.
I think the
sawing and axing
is gearing up for it and not just
doing it once
in your life.
Yeah. I didn't have a flannel shirt. I think that may have been the problem.
Maybe.
You know?
Gives you extra power.
Also, your shoulders warm.
I warm up. And I had a dull axe.
You did?
I had a dull axe. I should have sharpened the axe.
The best opening line to a children's book ever.
Yeah.
Where's Papa going with that axe?
That's right.
Who knew that was going to turn out the way it did? It's Charlotte's Web, by the way.
That's great. Wow. Well, Papa was grinding stumps.
Stump grinding.
No, I was stump grinding. That is real work. I'm telling you.
I know. That's why I don't do it.
If you want to work out, forget the gym. Grab a dull axe.
It's funny because I don't know if your wife watches this
40 wax.
On Bravo, Summer House. There was a guy in Summer House, and he was from Montana, and he would go outside and just split wood.
Yeah.
And, like, we all made fun of him because I was like, who does this for exercise? But you're on to something.
Yeah, well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
When, the end is nigh, you're going to want a lumberjack with an axe because you're going to be chopping wood to burn.
Yep.
Right?
It's true.
Well, in the end of days,
you
want a good lumberjack and a sharp axe.
I get it.
Wow. I don't know. I don't know how they do it. That's how it all started.
I don't know either, but you don't run into a lumberjack very often.
No, I'm impressed. I mean, what the work they used to do.
Probably all in the hospital. Recovering.
Rotator cuff surgery.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Show me a lumberjack who's, past the age of 50.
Right, with shoulders that
work. They don't exist.
Okay.
Anyway, I respect you woodworking lumberjacks out there. It's 5:43. That's how I pay homage to it.
Yeah, good for you.
Anyway, so we're still giving away money.
Good.
I would buy an axe grinder. That's what I needed, right, Brian? A sharpener?
Yeah, a grinder. A little stone, give it a little edge.
If you showed up in your neighborhood with one of those, people would be like, so the serial killer's moving in.
Papa's got an axe.
Yeah, where's Bob going with that axe?
Papa's new axe. Hey. Okay, Journey is your 80s artist of the day today, so we're going to play Journey 7 times on the even hour starting at 8 o'clock for $500 a pop. Okay?
Perfect.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So
I'm really looking forward to it.
You should be. Don't stop. Yeah, I can tell. Okay. You want to go separate ways?
No way, Bob.
Okay. Don't stop believing. Let's see if Brian's got one. Brian?
What?
Nothing. We're doing a Journey bit now.
Oh, no.
No, he's got no.
Slow today.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, happy Tuesday. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. May 11th. Weather looks pretty good. LBF's going to tell you all about that and more. Plus, I'm going to tell you who to listen to for $500 7 times today. All right, LBF, what's happening?
All right, it's 54 degrees in Boston, and this is brought to you by the Jimmy Fund. North Carolina is now in a state of emergency amid fears of a gas shortage. This is the fifth day the Colonial Pipeline is offline due to a cyber attack. The 5,500-mile system runs from Texas to New Jersey, supplying the East Coast with about half of its fuel. Several counties are gearing up to start vaccinating children against coronavirus. The FDA approved Pfizer's vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds. It looks like Bennifer may be getting back together. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have been spotted vacationing together in Montana less than a month after J-Lo split from A-Rod. And the Kentucky Derby...
You like it or you don't like it?
I have mixed emotions about it.
We'll discuss later.
Okay.
We'll discuss.
And the Kentucky Derby winner is headed to the second leg of the Triple Crown. Despite failing a drug test, Medina Spirit will compete in the Preakness Stakes this Saturday in Baltimore. Medina Spirit still faces possible disqualification from his May 1st victory if a second test comes back positive.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
I don't know. Sketch City.
We'll see.
A lot of that guy's horses test positive for drugs.
He's got some interesting explanation.
Yeah,
that was a wild one.
Woof.
So someone peed?
Yeah, on the grass, on the hay.
Someone drank cough syrup, then peed on the hay, then the horse ate the hay.
That's good. I wonder where he popped out.
That's like a little kid excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you probably asked a five-year-old, what do you think would play? I got one for you.
Right.
In sports, Baltimore beat the Sox 4-1 last night. The Sox host the Athletics tonight. The Celtics take on the Heat tonight, and the Bruins clinched the third spot in the East Division with a 3-2 win over the New York Islanders in overtime in Boston. Weather today, sun and clouds and a high of 65.
There you go. Thank you, LBF. Okay. Hey, Journey is your 80s artist of the day today. You know how that goes. We'll give you a keyword at 8, 10, noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8 o'clock to text in for a shot at $500. It's easy. It's no sweat off my nose. And it's no sweat off your nose. You just do it.
I don't like to sweat.
Well, there's no sweat off your nose.
Good.
So you just
perfect.
Do it.
It's my kind of game.
Nobody wants sweat off your nose. That's it. It's easy. Boy, we sold that, didn't we?
Way to go.
Wow.
Yeah, play it. The lottery should steal that.
Really?
No sweat off your nose. Just do it. Huh?
Yeah.
No,
I'll talk to somebody.
Okay.
Okay.
You're locked into the commercial-free spring on Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1, Framingham, Boston. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by Home Depot. The Home Depot is hiring near you. Join their team. Apply today at careers.homedepot.com. That's careers.homedepot.com. The Home Depot is an equal opportunity employer. LBF, what's cool?
Okay, so obviously things with the pandemic have changed a lot of behavior. So there's this discussion on the web. What will never be the same once the pandemic is over? Things you normally did do before, but now you won't.
Okay.
And we have a couple of things that probably will never happen again.
Things you don't think about, but yeah, it has changed. That's right. BC, before
BC.
COVID, it's over. Okay, Brian, what do you got?
I've got what the kids down at the Brockton Drama Department are going to do to not let COVID get them down for the musical this year.
Oh, really?
That's
fun.
It's pretty cool.
I like it. And I will make you yawn in the next 3 minutes.
No kidding.
You will yawn.
All right.
Oh, not because it's boring or I'm boring.
All
no,
right.
No.
Can you guarantee that?
No, but I'm in your head.
Okay.
I'm living rent-free right now.
Right now.
In your head.
All right.
If you're listening in the car or wherever you are, I bet you yawn in the next 3 minutes. You want to right now, don't you?
I do. I kind of want
you to. You do? Don't you want to yawn right now? I'll admit it. Okay. Go.
All right. Things that you won't do once the pandemic is over that you used to do frequently are a list.
Mm.
Okay, coming in at number 5, snow days. No snow days.
They're
going to be gone.
Those kids.
It's going to be remote days.
We still had some in it.
I know, but I think it was just being nice.
Yeah.
But I think going forward, it's going to be like,
power outage. Exactly.
Yes.
They'll take care of that.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Eating at buffets. Bye-bye. I'll never eat at a buffet again.
Really?
I didn't like it to begin with.
Oh, I missed it.
Because I worked a buffet when I was young. I worked in a restaurant at El Torito's Buffet, and I was like, dang. No.
Don't know. Okay.
I don't agree with this, but I think a lot of people do. Shopping for groceries in person. I mean, I did the Instacart thing, but there's nothing like just going down an aisle and picking out things.
I want to squeeze my own.
I know you do.
Okay.
And I want you to squeeze your own.
Yeah, I got it. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Squeezing somebody else.
I don't want to outsource anyone squeezing anything.
I'm the squeezer.
For me.
I'm going to squeeze. I need you to squeeze. Yeah. Well, I'm talking about avocados.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Dragging yourself to work when you're sick. over because people don't want to infect people.
Yeah, that's true.
And finally, sitting in a doctor's office waiting room when you're sick. Gone. Yeah, you'll Zoom instead.
No Zoom.
Yep.
Yeah, but
love
still,
it.
But they still charge you the same.
They will.
For your doctor visit.
But still, okay. I'd pay more.
Yeah.
To stay.
I'm not saying I miss those 50-year-old magazines. Don't miss that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I like
the waiting
those.
Room. You like those?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm always like, I hate it when somebody tears out a recipe though. I'm like, come on.
Come on. I was so close.
Selfish.
Okay. I know. All right.
I'm just a big fan of eating outside now.
It's I know. You love it. That's so good.
All right, Brian. What do you got?
All right. Well, the kids down at the Brockton High Drama Club. My wife was a drama nerd. I was a drama nerd in Chelmsford. But this year, they weren't able to let people into the building for the production. So they said they're not going to let that stop it. The tech crew has actually been working, and they built a beautiful stage and set on the front steps of the Fine Arts Building at Brockton High. And they're opening Thursday night, and they're going to do a full show called On With The Show, a celebration of 50 years of musicals. So it's really cool.
That's great.
Some friends that are in the production, and I just love it. They're we're going to do it anyway.
That's great. Can I give a shout out to Canton High real quick? Because they're they're doing their play this weekend. It's virtual. It's Sister Act. I saw a bit of it this past weekend.
These kids are great.
Excellent.
Aren't they great?
Oh, they're awesome.
Especially
awesome.
The musical ones.
Yeah.
Blow me away.
I know.
Yeah. Now, if you want some info on Brockton High, just go to their Facebook, Brockton High School Drama Club.
Cool.
That's good.
Now, I love it.
Yeah. Were you ever the lead, Brian? Or the?
Oh, no. I just built the sets.
Oh, you were the set? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he was that guy.
Yeah.
It's like, so, Brian, you going to go to the after cast party?
Is it Artie Kalos' house?
I see it all happening. Okay.
Yeah. So you were the lead. Gotcha. Hey, has the mystery of the yawn finally been solved? Here's why you yawn. Researchers filmed 100 species of different animals and birds yawning in zoos. Then they compared brain sizes, yawn lengths, and neuron data on the species. This allowed them to link larger and more active brains to longer duration yawns. They say this is due to the more active minds needed more work to cool down. So authors believe yawning is a function of our body's use to cool down our hot brains. So you just cool down. There's too much going on.
Cool down my hot brain.
Yeah. They collected over 1,200 yawns from more than 100 species of mammals and birds in visiting zoos. They found a direct link between the size or activity levels of the brain and the length of the yawn. Okay? If someone is yawning, he might not be bored.
He might be, though.
No? Are you bored? He might be trying to keep his attention at that perfect level for the story you're telling. See?
Oh, so instead of being offended that I yawned throughout that entire report, you should be happy
because I was trying to be attentive in my head.
Fighting it. No, I am rapt attention. My brain is as cold as can be.
Yeah. Okay. Another study suggests that contagious yawning evolved as a mechanism to keep animals, particularly prey, alert.
Oh.
So.
All right.
You're going to yawn the next couple of minutes.
I'm not yawning. You can't make me.
What if I play your favorite song? Will you yawn for me then?
Yeah. All right. What is it? Oh, my God.
It's those two.
Song. These two people are the worst.
Those two lovers.
They're like A-Rod and like, I don't know, terrible people.
Oh, it's you. Okay. Rupert Holmes. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Ah, the dunes of the Cape. Sounds kind of nice, right?
Sure does.
Down there. Not so bad here. Sunny and 65. And tomorrow, 66. Partly cloudy. Not so bad. Thursday, sunny and 70.
Really?
Exciting. I tell you guys, I mentioned it earlier. You got to give respect to the Lumberjacks.
You do.
Now, I had an old stump that I had to have ground up, but nobody would come do the job because I have a 4-foot gate for my fence, and nobody could get it through.
Okay.
So I was left to my own devices. Mm-hmm. Went to our friends at Home Depot and rented a stump grinder, ground it down as well as I could, but there had to be some axe work done. Mm. So Sunday, took out the axe. And I spent hours whacking, just like
Lizzie
Borden.
Gave that stump 40 whacks.
Yeah.
And when he saw it wasn't done, he gave it 41.
And 42. And 43. But you know what the problem was? I had a dull axe. Yep.
Yeah, well,
I took a bad axe to the battle.
A battle axe?
Yep.
A bad battle axe.
Bad battle axe.
Fun. This is a fun conversation.
What's the old adage about not sharpening? See, I should have sharpened it.
There's the old adage. You prepare, an adage for, you, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail.
That's
what
it was.
Prepare to fail.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. What's the other one, Brian?
But it's work done. Work is twice done by the man in a hurry.
That's me.
See?
Yep. But anyway, listen, you ever see a lumberjack? Respect them because that is
not
real work.
Not just for the outfit.
Yeah. Not for the flannel that Brian's wearing today. Yeah. Pay the lumberjack the respect. Because if they do that for 12 hours a day, I did it for 3 and I'm beat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. Yeah. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesday I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
Oh, nice.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesday he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea. He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I think they had scones. I didn't know that.
Oh, hi, look at that. Scones. That's how you get your energy. That's what you needed. You don't need a sharp axe. You need some scones.
Tea and scones all day. I think that song takes a turn, doesn't it, Brian?
It certainly does.
Thank you.
Money Python.
Okay, 6:39. LBF, dirty laundry.
Okay, we got breakups, getting back together, as we're going to touch upon, and also what's been... Word is escaping me. What's been not canceled? What's the opposite of canceled?
Renewed?
Renewed. Thank you.
Wow, that is the direct opposite of canceled.
What's not been canceled. Renewed?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, no skin off my nose.
No skin.
Is that how you say it, right?
No sweat off my nose?
No sweat, I don't know. Okay, Brian, 6:30.
Check your ride. Yeah, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, my God.
Danvers, we have a crack.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WROR, 80s and more. Good morning, 6:44. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Good-looking day today. We deserve it after last week's fiasco. Nice.
Yeah.
65 today. Yeah, I mean, 66 tomorrow. Not too bad. And looks like 70 for Thursday.
So
there you have it. Let's go where it's always warm and toasty and smell of bounce in the air. Don't you like that?
Yeah, that's exactly. It's brought to you by Spring Meadow Nursery.
You have a bounce in your step, don't you?
I do have a bounce in my step because I've got cancellations, renewals. Mm. But before I get to that, Andrew McCarthy from Pretty in Pink, like, you know, the baby-faced Andrew McCarthy, St. Elmo's Fire Brat Pack. He's got a memoir out. He's my favorite of the Brat Packers because I feel like he was slightly serious and a little adorable. Also, he got, you know, Molly Ringwald, and he got together at the end of Pretty in Pink, which made all my...
He's always a likable sort.
Weekend at Bernie's was really...
Weekend at Bernie's was good, but I was more in the John Hughes.
What's the other movie that he was in? The Model?
No, or Mannequin?
Mannequin.
Oscar nominated.
Yeah, come on. Don't sleep on Mannequin.
I will not. Cool. I will not sleep on
Mannequin.
Don't
sleep on Mannequin.
He was also in a movie called Class. That was his first movie with Rob Lowe and Jacqueline Bisset.
Oh, wow.
And in the memoir, he says that even though he was pretty young and Jacqueline Bisset was involved in somebody, he was at her house and she laid a big kiss on him.
Came on with him.
Yeah, and that was it. One kiss and one and done. That's what he says.
So that's a kiss and tell.
But if you've ever seen, you know what? Class is one of those 80s movies where you're like, Well, how did this get made?
I forgot that movie.
The whole premise of the movie Class is Rob Lowe and Andrew McCarthy are at a boys' high school together, a private school.
Okay.
And Jacqueline Bisset is Rob Lowe's mother.
Oh.
And Andrew McCarthy and Jacqueline Bisset get together. You'll never look at a glass elevator again.
No kidding.
The same way.
Wow.
Also, he threatened to quit Pretty in Pink. Because
Why?
In the original movie in Pretty in Pink, fun fact, Molly Ringwald's character ended up with John Cryer, Ducky. Oy.
No.
And then he was like, no, get me out of this. But it tested so poorly that they changed the ending and everything was good.
Look at that.
Anyway, so there you go. Hey, good news, bad news. The good news is Grey's Anatomy has been renewed for its 18th season.
That's the good news?
Good Lord in heaven. But my niece Charlotte Clive is very happy because she watches it all the time. NBC has canceled the Golden Globes and Tom Cruise has given back his awards. Because the Golden Globes are kind of canceled because they have controversies including severe lack of diversity, preferential treatment, misuse of funds, and allegations of sexism and abuse.
Jeez.
So hopefully they'll get their act together and we can have a return in 2023. But for now, and Tom Cruise is like, I'm all set. So Scarlett Johansson and Mark Ruffalo are also totally boycotting all that good stuff. And finally, I just want to mention, we're going to talk more about this. At about 7:15, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, who cicadas, 17 years ago, were done. Well, now they're reemerging,
crazy
like the cicadas, and they are now in Montana at that fancy Yellowstone. It's like a resort, and they have been spending the week together after Jennifer Lopez broke up with A-Rod. Ben Affleck has been broken up with people. They called off their engagement 17 years ago, and it looks like they're getting back together in some way, form. And I have questions.
All right, we'll see if we can delve a little bit deeper. Can you go back in time?
Yeah, can you?
Right? Or should
Is love
you?
Lovelier the second time around, or you're like, ugh, that's why I broke up with you?
We'll discuss. We'll discuss. Like I said, about 7:15 or so, whether or not it's a mistake for either one or both, okay? Here's Matthew Wilder.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:17. Sunny today and 65. Tomorrow, 66. Nice.
Yeah.
Thursday, sunny and 70. Not too shabby. Friday, sunny and 70 again. So, a really nice week. Take advantage of it. Do what you can to get out and breathe that fresh air.
Ooh.
Too bad you can't go to the Big Sky, Montana, though.
Yeah, I know who's breathing fresh air.
Breathing fresh air?
Ben.
Ben and J-Lo spotted together again. Look at that. You don't like it.
I don't know how I feel about it. They're at the Yellowstone Club, which is a private club that Tom Brady belongs to.
Oh. And
James Taylor. Oh. You can't even like spy on them because it's so private, which makes me mad.
They're spotted together. So there's
they've been there for a week.
For weeks?
I think they were holding hands, I saw in one picture.
Oh, wow.
She has on, it's perfect. She, dresses for the park. She's got, hiking boots on. And then she's got one of those, cool sweaters that, have, a little bit, an Apache type of design on it. And it's, with the triangles and all the different colors.
Oh, kind
colors
of that, Southwest.
Southwestern sort of thing. She's, on it already. She's... And he's looking 100,000 times better than he's ever looked just by being in her orbit.
Yeah.
I just don't know, guys. I don't know because I have a theory, and my theories are often wrong, but my theory is this.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't like it 17 years ago, what makes you think you're going to like it now? And I feel like
I agree with you.
Got a lot of baggage. Yeah. And so does she. I mean, between the two of them, it's like three marriages, five kids.
Does she have a bad picker?
Well, no, I think her picker is broken.
She does have a tendency to go for the bad boys.
I don't know what her problem is, but she's the most beautiful woman in all the planet, I think. And she thinks she deserves happiness. And I just don't think Ben's going to be able to give it to her.
No, why go back to Ben?
I like Ben. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I like him.
He has been.
We can talk, but I just don't think it's a good idea.
But just last week, you had a story in your Dirty Laundry where some young girl on TikTok exposed him. Talking to her, for some reason, he was bummed out that she
didn't match with him on his
didn't match or something.
And slid into her DMs and said, it's really me. Yeah. And he was like weird and creepy about it. He needs a woman his own age, which I'm very excited because J-Lo's 51.
So that's
51.
Good. That's good.
That's I just wonder if anybody out there has gotten back with somebody and one of two things happened. Did you like fall in love all over again and you were mature and better for each other the second time around? Or did you get back together and be like,
one and done?
Yeah, that's why I broke up
that's
with her,
right.
him.
I think that's it. So you want? Let's see if we if anybody has had that situation where you got back with somebody. Let's say after at least a decade.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, or like two, even better.
Two decades, even better. 888-410-1057. I agree with you. I think, you know, you can't just put a shine on that old relationship.
We always hear those beautiful stories of like, we met in middle school and then we lost touch and got married and had two kids with other people and blah, blah, blah. And now we're together and married and happily ever after. But I feel like that's a unicorn.
No, because I think that is a better opportunity. You know, I have some old high school friends that have recently gotten together
rekindled.
Again. But they both were divorced and they got the fire going again. But they didn't have a tumultuous breakup.
They didn't?
No.
All my breakups are tumultuous.
No, sure. So I have tendency to agree with you. If it was a big, bad breakup, there was a reason for it.
I mean, they were engaged, you guys.
Yeah.
He called off the wedding like days before. Mm. This isn't one of those things where it's like, yeah, let's see maybe other people.
Do you think... See, she gets off the hook all the time. It's always, they always blame the guy.
Well, because she picks him like that.
So she's a bad picker, right? I mean, A-Rod and Mark Anthony.
Well, he loved her, though. I think they all sold her a bill of goods.
Who loved
her? Put her on a pedestal. Mark Anthony loved her for years.
Oh, he did?
She was rebounding off Ben and then married Mark.
Ah. And there was another guy.
The fact that I remember this, yeah, but not good. Where I parked my car.
Yeah. I have a helpful hint for that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a picture of you.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Just to, you know, I tell my family. Okay. I wonder if anybody has gone through a rekindled affair and whether or not it worked out at 888-410-1057. We're just nosy.
Yeah, we are.
Curious.
Yep.
Okay. Generally, I don't think it's going to work out. We'll see. All right, 721. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Hey, you asked. We threw it out there.
Yeah.
Anybody rekindle a relationship for more than a decade? It's Kim, right?
Yes.
Kim, you were telling us that you just recently got back together with an ex. Was it an ex-husband or just the father of your child?
Just the father of my child. He was a boyfriend.
Wow. Uh-huh. And so you have a 17-year-old child, right?
Yeah.
You've been broken. You were broke up for 15 years with him, and now you're back together.
Yes, we are.
For the past year, right?
For the past year, yeah. It's really good. Wow. And I'm happy. And I don't think I was this happy before.
Wow. Happier than she was before.
Well, yeah, and I.
But you had a tumultuous breakup, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would say we came pretty close to like never speaking again. But I was heartbroken.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but I think time definitely healed the wound.
Well,
you know?
Fell down Trust Mountain, is what you said, right?
What's that?
He went tumbling down Trust Mountain.
That's it.
Yeah. He climbed back.
He's base camp. Now he's at the top.
15 years later.
It took a while.
Wow. It's a long climb back.
And people do change.
Wow. Okay. Like, so that's what I wanted to know. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. People do change because I didn't ever think I would speak to him again.
Wow. And you're back together?
You know, we bumped into each other and neither of us were even expecting that. It was just like, hey, how are you? I haven't seen you in 15 years. And, yeah. It just happened. We're back together.
And you've been back together for a year. So that's good.
All right.
Yes.
And you know what the best part of it, seriously, is that, you know, he's the father of your child.
Right.
So it's good for everybody,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right, right.
Yeah, makes Thanksgiving easier.
Okay, well, you
anyway.
Know. Hey, Kim, thanks for calling. You've restored our faith
in
the rekindled romance. Okay. Okay, bye, Kim. She fell down the mountain. Yeah. Anyway,
I like it. Go. I like that story because there's hope.
15 years,
and Trust Mountain, and then boom, and now she's in love.
Took him a while to climb back. He made it. Good for him. Good story. And speaking of good stories, Morgan is on the phone for Morning Court. Oh, boy. This is a tough one. She's been married for over a dozen years, and she feels like her husband has become a best friend, but with no benefits. Uh-oh. You know what I'm saying without saying it.
I know what you're saying.
You do. Wink, wink.
Yeah, you
know. Do I need to wink?
Just don't. No, winking makes it weird.
All right, give her a nudge then.
Wink, wink. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to see if we can help Morgan out of her. What I would call a dilemma coming up in 12 minutes.
And more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh,
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Morgan. Good morning, Morgan.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. You've got a delicate case, as it were.
I do.
Very personal, and I appreciate you sharing it with our listeners today, and I'm hoping that they might have some help for you, or a very, like I said, sensitive topic. So you go ahead and tell us what's going on.
You know, so I've been married to my husband for a little bit over a dozen years or so. And, you know, he's a great guy. We're best friends. He's become someone that I rely on so much in my life. He takes care of me, takes care of my family. But I feel like we're so close as friends that there's no attraction there anymore. And I mean, he's, like I said, he's a great guy. He checks all the boxes. He does everything, except we haven't had sex in like 4 years.
Okay. Oh. Well, all right. I said I was going to be sensitive, you know, and delicate. So, you know, it's for mature ears only. Now, the question I have is, have you lost it, your attraction to him, or is it mutual, or is it just you?
You know, at this point, it's kind of just me. I mean, I'm not like dead inside. Like, I'm attracted to other guys, but it's just him for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'll make an exception. Like, you know, if it's a birthday, holiday, anniversary, something, you know, we'll do something. But lately, I just don't feel that lust that I used to have for him. You know, it's not there anymore. There's no spark.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know if you called the right court. I don't know. couples court, or I don't know.
That's fine.
We can handle this?
Yeah, we can handle this.
Okay.
Don't worry.
All right. So he's still affectionate, but you've kind of lost your desire for him. That's tough for both, and it's got to be tough for him. How does he handle all this?
You know, we've talked about it a few times, and he sees it as, you know, we're a great couple. Mm-hmm. You know, we get along, you know, especially these days. It feels like everyone's splitting up. Everyone's getting a divorce, and he doesn't want that. But I'm not really sure that he's okay with it deep down. I think he's okay with it on the surface. And he thinks, you know, this is okay. I can live this way. But I don't know if I want to live this way.
Yeah. Ew. I know I... Well, I shouldn't...
Well, you know you couldn't.
Okay, fine.
I mean, geez.
I mean, who'd want to?
Well, maybe there are some people who are like, you know what? You get over the hump, so to speak.
Yeah, the hump.
And then you just sort of like...
I think
live
he is
together.
Over it.
I get it.
Okay, fine.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean, but I was trying to lighten it up, Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Morgan says, like, you know, in your email, you're not dead inside. You're still attracted to other men. But, I mean, how strongly is that? Do you ever, you know, think too much?
I don't know. It's not strong enough for me to do anything to him. I could never do that to him. You know, he's my best friend. He's a great. I could never do that.
Okay.
But I feel like I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like
a rock for sure.
Well, maybe not. But
all right. Yeah.
I just don't know how to fix it. Can you guys help me out with this?
I'm not sure. So we can, but we have some smart listeners who are going to just chime in. That's what Morning Court's all about. I know you know that. So we're going to take calls at 888-410-1057. I'm going to just be blunt with you, Morgan, if you're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it over? You know,
exactly.
Or is it something that she can work on and fix and get that mojo back, that Morgan mojo?
Can this marriage be saved?
That's the question.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm.
All right, Morgan. Thank you for calling. Phone number is 888-410-1057. Stay tuned, okay? I think you'll hear some, hopefully some advice that will kind of lead you in the right direction. Right upstairs. No,
thank
just
you
kidding.
Guys so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, Morgan.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So Morgan in her email says she doesn't want to do any counseling. So if folks suggest counseling, he's not into it. He doesn't. He won't have any part of that. So the real question is, should they? Is it a marriage that can be saved, or is it, past the point of freshness? The sell-by date is there, you know, or is it essential, you know?
Huh.
So what would you suggest? 888-410-1057. Let's see if we can help Morgan out today.
Okay? Hope so.
Here's Elton John. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Oh, it's been a long, long time. Yep. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's been a long time for Morgan and her husband.
Oh, boy.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so,
we do.
You do? Okay, good.
So
Well, I just, don't say that.
I just, I don't know.
Yeah, that makes
like I'm
me,
in health
it makes
class.
Me nervous. I'm just trying to, we're trying to help Morgan.
Okay,
so the spark has been gone for Morgan. It's still there for her husband, who's become a bestie and not so much else. So let's see if we can help reignite that spark, or is the spark out? I don't know. Sometimes it's just out, right?
Well, yeah, but you can relight it.
Okay, we'll see. Lori, what do you want to say to Morgan today?
Well, I'd like to say in a way that she can count her blessings because he's not in the bar every night.
Oh.
And, you know, I mean, he's faithful, basically, I think. I mean, we don't know the complete story, but rent some porn and do something different and take it from there.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Lori.
Wow.
Lori, just, hey, rent you know what? We asked for advice. Lori said it.
Oh, she did. Just she said it.
Ignite that spark, right, Lori?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's true, you know. I mean, he's not cheating on her.
No.
He didn't say she didn't say that he was going out a lot or anything. So
no,
she needs to count her blessings.
Okay, thank you, Lori. Hey,
you know, pop some popcorn, run some porn, and call it an evening.
well, who doesn't like popcorn?
You know,
thank you, Lori. You sound fun.
Okay.
Boy, she does sound fun. Get the popcorn ready.
Wow, that is interesting advice.
Hey, you know what? That's what we asked for. Fred, what do you say?
Well, I think what they have to do as a couple is look at and say, hey, look, what defines our relationship? Is it sex, or are we looking for a partnership, you know? And obviously, as you get older, your sex drive goes downhill. So really, long term, you know, I mean,
the foundation is there, Fred. I mean, that's what you're saying. They have a good foundation. They just need some popcorn.
Yeah, and then,
right?
Maybe. Well, I'm just saying maybe that, you know, is for some people, the sexual side of the relationship isn't as important as the other side.
Yeah.
And I think they have to look at, well, yes.
All right.
I mean, that's.
Fred, we got it. Thank you, though. But maybe she just moved there before he did. That's all. You're right. I mean, thanks, Fred. All right. ROR, see who we got here. Lucy.
Lucy. Oh, Lucy. Okay.
All right, Lucy, what do you say?
I just kind of feel bad, to be honest with you. I don't think that, I mean, I really feel bad. I don't think that it's a lost cause, and I honestly don't think it's that unusual talking to other married people, both male and female. I just think sometimes it happens, and I think sometimes couples and sometimes the ones that actually have the best situation fall into a rut, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that if they talk, really have a good talk and find some ways either together or individually to relight the spark, it probably can happen.
I think the spark can be relit. She just sounds like they're past that point where they're just friends. And
I don't know if you've ever passed it completely, you know?
Nah, if it was there at one point, and okay. It sounds like they have a loving foundation, and if they have a loving foundation in everyday life, I think it can just get lost. And I really, really think that if they put their minds to it, whether they go away for a weekend with no kids, purposely.
That's
not
a good idea. Hey, we're going to run, but that's a great idea. Great. Just take a trip. Thank you.
Purposely have no intent on doing anything and just let it roll and maybe bring out some surprises here and there and make a point that they're not going to touch.
Hey, now.
All right, I like that weekend.
They're not going to what?
They're not going to touch, but bring each of them have to bring some surprises with them, but make a plan not to touch and let nature roll. And
make a plan not to touch.
Always when you say don't touch, you want to touch.
That's perfect. All right, Lisa, we're going to
ask any kid with a third degree burn.
Oh, my God. Okay, all right.
Wow. That took a turn.
It did. I didn't know she was going there, but it's just... go away and with the idea of we're not going to do anything.
It's seriously the best idea.
I think it's
pretty because
clever.
Once you say no, we're not touching, and everybody wants
everybody. That's right.
Like, yeah, no.
Wow, that was pretty genius.
Yep,
I like it. Listen, we're going away. We're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Don't touch. No. I said no.
And do romantic things.
Make some popcorn.
Yep.
Sounds fun.
Popcorn,
it's all
Bob.
Good. Okay.
Ew.
Get the popcorn ready. 888-410-1057. Is that the solution or do you have a better one?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR. Or WROR.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to our player. It's Michael from Revere. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
All right, I'm good. Thank you for asking. Great. Mike, tell us a bit about yourself.
Michael, I'm married. I have a 13-year-old daughter. I work at City Hall here in Revere. Mm. And I'm going to try to be super smart.
I love it. Now, the best thing you can do, if I could just give you some advice, because I've had 13-year-old daughters. Do they have a smartphone?
She does. It's the worst thing in the world, yeah.
I lost my kids when they had the smartphones.
Yeah.
You just face buried. Hey, wake up. Am I right, Mike?
You are 100% right, yes.
As a 13-year-old, former 13-year-old girl, though, I say you're safer as a dad. To have your daughter ignore you and pay attention to.
Well, there's that. God, I never thought of it that way.
Just FYI.
So, I mean, they weren't really texting. They were just ignoring me.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. But better for you, trust me.
Yeah. Okay. Mike, let's see if we can get you $1,000, okay? Get all these 10 questions right, you'll get $1,000. And remember, if you're not sure about one of LBF's questions, say pass. If there's time on the clock, we'll go back to it. Here we go, Mike.
What is 9 plus 9?
18.
Where is the Mall of America?
Pass.
What was the name of Ross's son on Friends?
Oh, I just watched that. Pass.
What is the chemical symbol for helium?
HE.
How many commandments in the Bible?
10.
How many singers make up the Spice Girls?
5 originally.
Who was Forrest Gump's love interest in the movie?
Jenny.
What food product calls itself the snack that smiles back?
Goldfish.
I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston was featured in what movie?
The Bodyguard.
What does uranium become when it has lost all its radioactivity?
Pass.
Where's the Mall of America?
Minnesota.
What was the name of Ross's son on Friends?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
That was close, man.
You got eight right, Michael. Don't hang your head low. No.
No.
Eight
What's
is
the uranium one?
Good.
Lead.
I didn't know that, so I mean, that's, yeah.
So I guess, you know, no one has to.
Well, I just, hey, you know, Mike, I mean, I'm just trying. Mike, if I didn't know, I mean, good. And you also, I'm surprised with number three, you just watched Friends, and the kid's name was...
Ben.
You knew it,
man. We literally watch that every day.
Everyone does. Everyone with a 13-year-old.
Yep. Hey, no, they love it, right? The kids love Friends.
Yep.
You should watch it, LBF.
I know. One of these
days. She's never watched it. Okay, look, you did great, though. Mike, you got 8 out of 10, so that's pretty solid right there.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Hey, and you also got a $100 gift card to Bertucci's, okay?
Oh. Fantastic. Thank you.
Isn't that great? So enjoy that with the fam, and that'll go a long way there. Okay?
Yeah, maybe your dad will pay attention to you if you buy our pizza.
We'll
phone down during dinner, Mike. Hey, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Okay, Mike, enjoy Bertucci's. Good guy from Revere City Hall.
He looks good.
He was rolling.
I mean, rolling through those.
Yeah, I'm telling you, 8 out of 10 is pretty good. Mm-hmm. Okay, hey, try the Big Poppy Pizza and bundle to benefit the David Ortiz's Children's Fund. Now Bertucci's. You can order at Bertucci's.com. Sign up for a chance to play Super Smart, too, at WROR.com. The home version of the game will be up as well. You can test your skills there. Okay.
5-7 WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We talked to Morgan this morning, Morning Court. She has been married a dozen years. She said she feels her husband has become her best friend. Not good for the husband. Here's Morgan with a recap of Morning Court today.
You know, so I've been married to my husband for a little bit over a dozen years or so. And, you know, he's a great guy. We're best friends. He's become someone that I rely on so much in my life. He takes care of me, takes care of my family. But I feel like we're so close as friends that there's no attraction there anymore. And I mean, he's, like I said, he's a great guy. He checks all the boxes. He does everything, except we haven't had sex in like 4 years.
Okay. Except for an occasional celebration.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is the dilemma. We're taking calls at 888-410-1057 to see if this marriage is, you know, salvageable.
I hope so.
Best friends, but it's, you know, the romance is not there. How can they reignite it? Or is it too late? Is they past the sell-by date? What do you say? 888-410-1057. Let's start with Rachel. What do you say, Rachel?
So my suggestion is if her spark is gone, it's just not there, and he's not willing to go to counseling, if both players can't, you know, compromise, meet in the middle, then that's game. Like, if he's not willing to work on it with her and do
game
the counseling
over.
Bit, then
Rachel,
game
you
over,
say
man.
Game over, huh? I listen.
Game over. It's But you got to do what's best for you.
I think that sell-by date was about 4 years ago. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, okay.
Huh? Okay, well,
you're
I know.
Not normal.
There's other people that should air, but Rachel and I are on the same page.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right, Rachel? You and me.
You.
Okay, bye, Rachel. Chrissy, what do you have to say today to our friend Morgan?
Hi, Morgan. I don't know how old she is either. That makes a big thing, too. She could just be going through something herself. And I'm not being, I'm not joking here. She needs to, like, start now a little bit more.
Oh.
She needs to buy some lingerie, watch a little porn maybe. Because if you don't feel sexy yourself, then you're not going to be
what you put out there.
And if he's checking all these other boxes, if he's patient, if he's attentive to her, if he's her best friend, and he's doing all the right things, that's the biggest thing to find in somebody. Somebody who cares about you and takes time.
I'm just saying.
So
look,
it sounds
Chrissy is just telling it like it is, okay? She needs to light her own spark, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
If he's not lighting it for you, light it yourself.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
And then good things could happen.
And if she feels good about herself, then she might start feeling better about it. And if she feels good, he's going to feel good.
Everyone's going to feel good.
Everyone's feeling everything.
Wow. All right, thanks, Chrissy. That was a great call. ROR, good morning.
Morning. I'd like to chime in on the morning court.
All right, well, let's hear it.
I would suggest going out for the weekend.
Yep.
And having a romantic dinner, mm-hmm. and then going back to the room and role play.
Okay.
Work out your fantasies.
Ooh, role play.
Really? What role should they play?
Anyone that is in their fantasies.
Well, that's
mine
what they...
is Sleeping Beauty.
I mean, me and my girl we were going through this patch.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We went out for the weekend, got away from the kids and everybody, and we were role playing.
I mean, I got to ask, what was your role? I got to ask, what was your role?
Well, I wanted to see her in a French maid outfit.
Oh, of course.
The classic. You can't go wrong with a classic.
Uh-huh.
Then we just went from there.
Well, what was... Okay.
The room was cleaner than ever.
it was your fantasy, not hers.
It was me as Tarzan.
Oh!
Wow. Tarzan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not on TCM.
Yeah. Okay.
But it works every time.
Tarzan.
Fantasy role play works every time.
That's it. Right. You know, it's role
That's
play.
Funny. All right.
Hey, legit. It works for this guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I like it.
This is Ron. And like I said, it works for us.
Ron the Tarzan
just
man.
Just trying to think of all the roles.
I just
do the yell, Ron.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you know what he's calling? That's Tarzan calling right there.
Oh,
all right, thank you, Ron.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You know, it's funny. One of Tarzan was names was Ron Eli. Remember Ron Eli?
No.
He was a Tarzan, so that
really?
Might have been Ron there.
Wow.
Hey, good morning, ROR. Who's this?
Good morning, it's Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Any suggestions for Morgan?
Yeah. Oh, well, if they don't want to do counseling, and depending on what age their kids are, because I have a feeling their kids are probably not out of the house yet. That's why they're not waiting, or that's why they're waiting for the big D.
Yeah.
But that's what I see coming.
Well, the big D is in divorce, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes.
LBF, settle down.
I'm sorry.
Serious
I'm sorry.
Call.
Bob.
The big D is divorce. You see what I work with, Brenda? my job is so much harder than it has to be.
Okay.
To keep things clean.
Stop. You stop now,
what?
Jim.
What?
Oh, my God. My face is on fire.
Oh, it's so red. Well, you said it, Brenda. You know, I mean.
I live alone, you guys. I've talked about this before.
I'm dying.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Well, good luck. Anyway, so what you're trying to say, Brenda, is...
it's over.
You think it's over?
It's over. They're just putting it off. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Thank you, Brenda.
Have a good day.
You too, Brenda. Enjoy your solitude.
Don't put
there.
Off the big day.
No, no.
Oh, my God.
Gotta go now.
Yeah, we all do, Brenda. Bye now. Okay. So they've been putting it off, and Brenda thinks it's just a matter of time before the big D word.
Divorce.
Yes, comes a calling. Well, let's hope not.
I know. Maybe they can work it out.
She was nice.
Role playing seems, you know.
But you know the thing is, and Brenda brought it up, that they do have kids. They don't want to, you know, add too much to that to protect the kids, but they do have kids, and so I think there's a lot of that for their sake. So maybe once, you know, when you get an empty nest, the birds can play.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I guess, but
okay.
Then, you know, someone moves back in.
Okay, fine. Let's move on to the dirty laundry room, please.
Oh,
my goodness, yeah. What do you got in there?
Well, I got a ton. I got some Bill and Melinda Gates stuff. I've got Benefer's back.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
And so is Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, my God. That's a report right there waiting to happen. That's coming up next. Here's Fleetwood Mac. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's Fleetwood Mac. Lindsey Buckingham just told Apple Music that after splitting with Stevie, their professional relationship stayed stronger than ever. He said usually when people break up, they don't see each other. They go their own way.
Yeah, look at that.
But not those two. They had to work together, and they're good friends.
Wow.
That's pretty good,
that's
right?
That's mature.
Okay, it sure is. Well, that's some money there, too, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Party rolling.
All right, breakups, back togethers, and renewals. Let's do the renewal first. Grey's Anatomy is going to be back for its 18th season next year, so everyone can rest assured that Meredith Grey probably survives whatever she had to survive this year. All I know is that she was on a beach barefoot quite a bit, and I didn't really catch it. She had COVID, and the whole season was her being intubated and then dreaming about all the people who had died over the past 18 years.
That's pretty clever.
The old flashbacks.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Yep. So there you go. Bill and Melinda Gates. Plot twist. I'm going to talk about this. It's not good. Apparently, Melinda had been really upset with Bill because of Bill's dealings with Jeffrey Epstein, the now dead guy who ran a pedophile ring that involves pretty much everybody, including your weird uncle. Yeah. And so there are pictures of him. And then there's a new book out. Oh, no, actually, it's not a new book out. It's an old biography of Overdrive, Bill Gates, and the Race to Control Cyberspace that talks about his wild parties and his bachelor days.
Well.
Yeah.
Sounds like someone's getting his honker bent out of
it. Yeah, indeed.
Honker.
Seattle's all-nude nightclubs, and he would hire dancers to come to his home and swim naked with his friends in an indoor pool.
My God, even half that's true, it's a lot.
When he was at Harvard, he did like to frequent Boston's notorious combat zone.
Well.
So, the pervy nerd.
Yeah.
So, apparently, that's part of it. So, I'm sure that more of that will come to light.
Well, she did say, Melinda, that it was irretrievably broken.
Yeah, that's worse than irreconcilable. Yeah,
that means something broke.
Yeah, something's broken.
Something broke.
Mm-hmm.
I think he broke it.
I think he did, too.
Oh, boy.
God, jeez.
Nah,
you know,
Bill,
what are you gonna do?
Bill, we hardly knew ye.
But they're called silver splitters, by the way. People who divorce after 25 years.
Oh.
Yeah, silver splitters after the silver anniversary.
The silver
See
splitters.
You later.
They think the grass is always greener on the other side of that
silver
hill.
Yes. Yeah.
You know the hill.
I know that hill.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know it personally.
Shady Acres.
Hey, listen, even, you know what? Even breakups, you can get back together. There's always hope. And
really, break up to make up.
This is it. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, after 17 years after they called off their engagement, like the cicadas, they're back.
Every 17
and better
years.
Than ever. Every 17 years, these
well,
two.
Well, sure they get together for the reconnoiter and
so, yeah, that's,
come back in 17 more.
They have been spending a week together at a resort in Montana, seen holding hands. I'm just saying.
How about A-Rod? This is, you know what? This is a in-your-face A-Rod.
Well, here, and I agree with that, because I think
Ben
A-Rod's
doesn't
a
like him.
Jerk.
She doesn't like him.
But I don't like the Jennifer Garner aspect, because if I were Jennifer Garner, because Jennifer Garner married Ben Affleck and had three children with him after the Jennifer Lopez breakup, and I would feel somehow.
But isn't she married, though? Isn't
no, she's not married again.
She has a relationship.
She just got back together with this guy, but not, you know.
Oh.
I just feel like Jennifer, I want Jennifer Garner to be the most healthy of them all.
Okay. I think she is.
I think she is.
I hope so.
She's great.
Yep. So anyway.
That's in her wallet.
I'm on, I'm on her side first and foremost.
Okay.
And everyone else, good luck.
All right. What else you got?
That's it.
Good job.
Thanks.
Well, look at you.
I can tell when you want me to wrap it up.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What's the sign?
It's like just you look at a clock and then you look at me and you're like,
make a phone call. You're done.
Huh?
Yeah. You're done. I don't want to rush you.
No.
No way.
You never do. It always feels quite right.
You know, if you want to give another tumble, go ahead.
No, I'm good.
Put another dryer sheet
Taking it out.
Take it out. Okay, fine. Let's fold it up then. Brian, what do you got? 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. That's REO Speedwagon. I got to say, the call of the day today was from Ron.
Yeah.
During morning court. He suggested to Morgan, who called us, because let's just say the spark is almost out of her relationship with her husband, and she's trying to find ways to reignite it. So the call of the day has to go to Ron, who says, hey, when he and his wife, the spark starts to fade, it's time for Tarzan.
Really?
And the call of the wild. So when his wife hears this, she knows. Yeah.
Wow.
It's go time. Oh. How about that? Thank you, Ron.
Time. All right.
That was great.
You know, kudos to him for helping his marriage.
Yes, he says it works every time.
It's funny. I liked his classic stuff that he goes for in the role play.
Yeah.
Tarzan and French Maid.
That's it.
Keep it simple, people.
Wasn't that a movie?
No.
Not on cable.
You sure?
I think you can get it on the internet.
Thanks, Ron. So that was good. If you ever have a morning court you want to submit, you can go to WRR.com/court. Hey, while you're at WRR.com and you have access to whether it's old Polaroids or whatever you got, slides, find a way to get them at WRR.com of your prom days.
Oh, thank God. Oh. I didn't know where you were going.
Yeah, I know.
You and Tarzan.
Tarzan days.
No. We're looking for prom pictures.
Right.
Okay.
From your back in the day, and you have a shot at winning a $200 gift card. How about that?
Sounds good. I love it.
Not your average Joe's. $200.
You can do some damage.
Right? That's you and your prom date getting back together. Right?
Yeah.
So send them to WROR.com. It's your throwback photos for the prom. I was going to call it a photo bomb, but it's not a photo bomb.
It's just photos. A prom.
Okay?
Yeah.
So go to WROR.com, enter a chance to win a $200 gift card from Not Your Average Joe's, and you too could be calling the wilds. Thanks, Ron.
It's not bad.
It's really not bad.
I mean, like, just.
You come swinging in, you know it's going down. Right?
You betcha.
Vine divine.
And we're off like a prom dress. Just,
swinging through the vines, I mean.
What a J.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.